in this situation, we have some anonymous person forwarding what some people on social media on the conservative side assumed was this memo from the Mattson campaign saying that he they should fill out voters and say that that Mattson was leaning toward whatever presidential candidate they might be leading. You know, obviously that's not what the Mattson campaign is doing. They say that it was, you know, out and out lie. The memo is fake. My colleague Robert Gerge tried to trace this back. It seems that it's tied in some way to some folks who might be involved with the Freedom Works coalition there, or Senator Mike Lee's office. Neither of the people that Gerge was able to trace this to responded to him. But again, I think this is one of those great lessons that Twitter is kind of a lot like Wikipedia. You know, don't believe everything you read. And I hopefully you would, you know, go back to journalists who are going to check these facts and make sure before you assume these things out there are just true.
Tommy, talk to me a little bit. I understand that Senator Hatch recently did an interview where he talks about Romney, saying that Romney might be Mormon's, quote, only real chance to have one of their kind in the White House. Talk to me a little bit about that interview.
It's kind of an interesting point from Senator Hatch, who, of course, ran for the presidency himself at one point in 1999 and didn't make it. This time he's saying that, you know, look, Romney really has to win because it's the only real chance Mormons are going to have to gain the White House. I'm sure there are generations of Mormons to come who may disagree with him, or even some young children who are Mormons themselves who say, well, hey, I want to grow up and be president too. You know, what Orrin Hatch is probably trying to say is that this is the best chance that Mormons have had to gain the White House, which is true. Romney is the first Mormon on a major party ticket. You know, obviously the polls are really tight right now. So, you know, in many ways, Romney is the best chance that Mormons have had in you know, their 180-year history. But there are others out there who are probably going to run, and it also discounts the idea that there might be some who, you know, could come around in 2016 or 2020, actually are really close. You know, part of Orrin Hatch's, you know, conversation was what you're hearing from both sides now, the kind of doom and gloom parts of if, you know, if Obama gets elected, we're going to have, you know, so much more spending and all this more debt. From the other side, you hear that if, you know, if Romney wins, that we're going to go back to the 1950s. You know, these are the scare tactics that come out of this time because, you know, that's what really motivates voters to get out.
Also want to mention, I mean, you brought up we're just a few days out from Election Day. Tell me where we stand.
Well, the good part of the thing is it's almost over. So all those TV commercials you're hearing, all those radio ads, everything you're seeing everywhere, it's almost over. I feel like that little girl is in that video crying about Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, and she just wants it to be over. I feel her pain. I really do. What we know at this point is that all roads to the White House pretty much lead through Ohio. That is the key state, the biggest one out there that really matters is Ohio. If Obama wins Ohio, he has a really clear path to a second term. If Romney wins Ohio, that makes it much easier. But if Romney can win Ohio, he's got to win a bunch of states that he's not even really that close in right now. So it's a much different game. So again, all comes down to Ohio. The Romney campaign is making a play right now. We're not sure whether it's a Hail Mary. Maybe they have some great intelligence that we're all not seeing too. That Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan are turning Romney's way. The last polls I've seen are not necessarily showing those states leaning towards Romney. Of course, this all comes down to, you know, voter turnout, and that's really the game that's going on right now. And what you're hearing these people talk is that they can make sure they motivate people to get out and not just assume their state is lost to one guy or the other. And I will guarantee you this is my prediction. We will not know who wins the election at 8:01 p.m. when the polls close in Utah on Tuesday, because I think there's going to be a little bit of a time before all these votes are counted. Hopefully we'll know that night, but I would plan to stay up a little later.
One last question. Do you predict that this will be another 2,000?
Let's hope not. There's a possibility that the popular vote could go to one and the Electoral College go to the other. There are a few scenarios where that happens. There's also the fact that in Ohio, for example, where I was saying, you know, it's very key, if the vote comes down and it's so minutely different, we're talking about, you know, the 10, 15, 20,000 votes, we might have to wait a while to actually get all the absentee ballots in and counted, because there are some that will can come in after the election as long as they're mailed before. So there is a chance that we could be waiting even a few days, a week after the election before we actually know who won Ohio and therefore the presidency. Let's hope that doesn't happen, because I want to take vacation soon afterwards. I don't know about you.
I absolutely do. Hey, Tommy, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for talking to us. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jessica.